The entire country is waiting a jury's decision on whether former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin should be convicted of murder and manslaughter charges after kneeling on George Floyd's neck last year until he died. George Floyd's death led to calls for police reform, but the police-involved killings of people of color has not stopped. The families of 20-year-old Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, and 13-year-old Adam Toledo in Chicago are the latest to call for police accountability. Let's get some perspective from Charles Wilson, chair of the National Association of Black Law Enforcement Officers. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for asking me.
Yes, yeah, so you know, with all that is happening in and around Minneapolis, including the Derek Chauvin trial and the police-involved killing of Dante Wright, how would you describe this moment we're in right now and our efforts to understand policing?
I would think disturbing is a mild way of saying it. Everyone I've spoken to over the last month and a half is very disturbed about what has taken place.
Can you say more about what you're disturbed by? Because depending on what side of this you're on, you may be zeroing in on different things when you think about how disturbing the issues that we're seeing involving policing is.
It's disturbing to us that people in communities of color are now wondering whether it's actually safe for them to even be around anybody in law enforcement, including us.
Last week, when you first saw the police body camera video that showed the killing of Adam Toledo in Chicago, what did you see?
What I saw was a kid with his hands up and nothing in him. Okay. My understanding is that there is supposedly another video that shows the kid with a weapon in his hand. I have not seen that. So the only video I have to go by is a video of a 13-year-old little boy with his hands up in the air getting shot by a police officer. That ain't supposed to happen. The institution of policing, as it is currently practiced in the United States of America, is inherently biased against people of color and low income. And it was designed to be that way. It has been that way for over 400 years. Until that foundation is accepted as fact, there is no way that we can move forward to make the appropriate changes in the culture of law enforcement that need to be made.
Do you see that as a universal fact that all law enforcement agrees upon?
All law enforcement doesn't agree on it. In fact, my counterparts are adamant that it's not true. Okay, Black cops have known this for years.
I want to step back a little bit and talk about some other things. Do you think that we'll ever see limits put on qualified immunity, which basically protects officers accused of crimes from being sued?
I believe it's coming. There's been several moves around the country to limit or, in fact, eliminate it in areas. What people have to understand is reform is coming to police work, whether you want it, whether you like it or not. It's coming.
After so many high-profile police-involved killings, has your faith in policing been shaken? I mean, I'm hearing you say that reform is needed, reform is coming. But what are your thoughts on the profession in general?
What the profession has to do is remodel the how and what we do. We have to remodel how we hire, who we hire. If you tell me that one of your primary candidates is a Black female and you're not putting your recruiting information in the hair salons, fitness centers, and shopping centers where every single Black woman I know goes at least once a week, you're not hiring for Black females. We have to remodel what and how we train. We have consistently trained people to be warriors in the community as opposed to being guardians of the community, people who are there to help and assist people with their life's problems. courts rather than people who go in and try to find ways to bulk up their records on how many arrests they can make or how many heads they can break. Supervisors have to be people who will, in fact, mentor the people under their command and hold them accountable. Because if your procedures and processes are bad, then everything else is bad.
A lot of work to be done. Charles Wilson is national chairman of the National Association of Black Law Enforcement Officers. Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me be here.